The Ghana Chamber of Commerce and Industry has cautioned government against borrowing from the local banks. According to the chamber, if government focuses on borrowing from local banks, it will affect the cost of borrowing, which will ultimately crowd out the private sector. Furthermore, the chamber asked governments to embark on interest rate targeting as a policy tool to make the cost of funds cheaper, especially for the private sector to grow. The president of the chamber, Seth Ajeba, gave the advice at a media interaction in Accra. Mr. Ajeba's suggestion comes amidst world's criticisms of government contracting a $3 billion loan facility from China. Phyllis Kofi reports.
The media interaction was to announce 50 years of setting up the Ghana Chamber of Commerce and Industry and the celebration of 250 years of the establishment of the first chamber in the Gold Coast. Mr. Ajeba said, by urging government not to borrow from the local banks, government must also create the right environment for private businesses to thrive. He said, government must endeavor to build captains of industry without political coloring. By so doing, Ghana can emerge as an industrial giant in the sub-region. On the recent increases in tariff, Mr. Ajeba said the increment must be backed with stable supply of services without interruption. He also urged members of the chamber that are in the energy sector to partner investors in affordable energy production. The president of the Ghana Chamber of Commerce and Industry announced that the chamber, in collaboration with their counterparts in Burkina Faso, Cote d'Ivoire and Togo, is in the process of creating a committee to promote intra-ECOWAS trade. However, Mr. Ajeba called on the governments of the four countries to take urgent measures to eliminate harassment and extortion along the interstate highways and borders. He also urged governments of the four countries to mainstream ECOWAS trade protocols into their national laws to make public what the protocol entails so as to enhance trade among member countries.
Phyllis Kofi reporting.